Here we are. Home sweet home. Does it look familiar? You stood in the throne room just like this long ago. Oh, yes. Indeed. You did destroy my palace back then. A needless act. Honestly, you had already killed me, or so you thought, so there was no need to bring such a magnificent structure down. But I suppose I should be grateful because it allowed me to construct this new palace from the rubble. I kept some of the old style for nostalgia's sake, but most of it is brand new and better than ever. Oh? You think so, do you? Well, you're wrong. Your kingdom hasn't bothered to keep tabs on the demon realm. None of the members of the Alliance have.
And you know why?
Because they want a resurgence. The war against the Demon Queen, against me, was devastating for the common folk, but it was terrific for royalty, the nobility, and everyone else who was rich and powerful. Surprised? Of course you are, naive as you are. They loved it, because commoners were throwing everything they owned to the war effort. You really think all that money went solely to defense? No. Every greedy human that could was dipping their hands into the fund. It's rare for them to be able to take so much without complaint. It was risky, of course. There was the very real possibility that I could wipe them out. But, of course, most casualties were soldiers or commoners. The ruling class would be the last to fall, so they were more than comfortable with skimping on their contributions and pocketing the difference. They could always bring their hoarded wealth to bear if they were in danger later. Besides, what did they really need to spend money on? They had you. One person, with a small party to assist them. That's far cheaper than any army. In fact, I bet most of them didn't fully believe in the prophecy. It was just a perfect opportunity. They could point to me to explain why they needed money, and then point to you to explain why they didn't need to spend it. Anyway, they haven't been watching the demon realm to ensure a new demon queen never arises. If they don't watch, then they don't have to lie when they say it came as a surprise. Does that make you angry, Hero? Does it make your blood boil? They'll never stop, you know. They'll keep manipulating the public and raising their children to do it too. They have to be stopped. And you could be the one to do it. Just think about it. And I mean, really think about it. Don't just toss out the idea because you don't like me. You've been to the demon realm. You've seen what it's like. Did you ever see a demon that looked poor or malnourished or mistreated? At all? No. Of course you didn't. Everyone under my rule is fed and cared for, from my top generals down to the one who mucks my stables. No, you're right. I'm not that kind-hearted. I don't care for my subjects because of love or loyalty or any sentimental drivel like that. I do it because I plan for the long term. You humans live such short lives, so it's easy for your leaders to think about short-term gains. They're opportunistic scavengers, nothing more. But when you're functionally immortal like I am, you need to think about the future. The far, far future. I can't just create problems for the next generation to fix because there is no next generation. So I give my subjects everything they need so they can give me everything I need. Doesn't that sound better? Wouldn't you rather the humans live like that? Because there's only one way to make it happen. You need to replace your corrupt, short-sighted human rulers, Hero. Replace them with me. Topple them from their pedestals and make them squirm in the dirt while I grind them under my heel and laugh. Make them regret denying the Demon Queen her... You get what I mean. I'd say don't be a child, but it's just what I expected from you. Of course, there will be casualties. Millions. The royals will be sitting behind armies of gullible fools who will die for them. It's just how it is, Hero. The human population will be reduced. In fact, I expect that my victory would require exterminating most of you. But those that remain will have everything they need, as will their children and their grandchildren and so forth. I wish you could think long-term like I do, but though you're powerful, you're only human. I anticipated this problem, which is why I'm going to give you a little nudge. Essentially, I'll brainwash you. No point in mincing words. I'm not going to deconstruct your entire identity, but I will make you obey me. It will be a long process and made longer by any resistance you put up. But it will happen, so I'd appreciate it if you didn't struggle too much. You were never one to accept the inevitable, but it would be so much easier on both of us if you did so for once. Now, look into my eyes. Look deep. Even after all this time, with how far you've fallen, you still manage to resist my commands. Few humans can manage that, you know. But you can hold out forever. Look. Better. Do you remember this? Back when I took the form of that attractive elven princess you fancied, I tricked you into looking into my eyes just like this. Let go. Stop resisting. Let your mind relax and accept my words. You don't need to fight it. You can't fight it. Not forever. Our minds are connected now. You can feel my presence, can't you? The power of my mind is overwhelming. I'm inside your thoughts, and you can't keep me from toying with them. It would be so much easier for you to just let go. Let me in, and I'll decide what's right and wrong for you. You're so confused now. Not at all like the last time I entered your mind. You don't know who to trust or what to do, so just hand that burden to me. So stubborn. Even with all your doubts, you can't accept defeat. Why must you be so unreasonable? But it's all right. I tried to outwit you when you fought against my army, but somehow you always found a way to push through. All the way until you finally bested me. So, I'm going to take a page from your book and just keep trudging forward until you're finally mine. But it still makes me wonder, why do you even bother? What is all this resistance for? Before, it almost made sense. You thought you were fighting for justice. You had close friends you needed to protect, and you believed in the goodness of your king. But now, they've all abandoned you. You've learned the truth, that everybody is fundamentally alone, and that goes especially for you. So why? Who are you protecting? For yourself? My, my, that certainly is different. And here I thought you didn't do a single thing unless it was for somebody else. Maybe you have wisened up. At least a little. But if you want to do something good for yourself, then just give in. Life will be far better for you under my control than it ever was under your own. It's just like I said. Those who serve me will be provided with everything they need. Speaking of which, I did mention before I might marry you if you're good, but you didn't even flinch. What do you think about it? Aren't you even a little bit curious what sort of marital bliss I could provide? Just like old times. You certainly know how to give a harsh rejection. I'm not quite so offended this time around, though. Why? Well, because I'm certain that you'll change your tune later. Mark my words, you'll get down on one knee and propose to me yourself one day. Just hope that when that day comes, I don't decide to be just as harsh to you as you were to me. Now, I could resume the brainwashing, but I think we can call it a day. There's no rush after all. We've all the time in the world. My servants will escort you to your new quarters. But before I forget, this collar will seal your abilities. You're as harmless as a lamb now, at least to any demon. Rest well, dear hero. We'll see each other again tomorrow. It's going to be a very long day.
Just give in. Relax those mental barriers. They're impressive, to be sure. But if you don't lower them, then they'll eventually crumble. I'd rather not damage you any more than I have to. You felt this before.
Me probing your mind with my magic.
Do you remember that? The day that rogue friend of yours snuck a cursed gem off the armor of one of my generals after you defeated her.
I was rather proud of that plan.
He'd been snitching little bits and bobs wherever he could throughout your journey, claiming that it wasn't really theft because it all belonged to me.
Your entire party was like that, you know. You included. It's not property damage if it's the Demon Queen's property. It's not murder if it's one of the Demon Queen's minions. Anyway, I must say, it was quite a stroke of genius on my part to plant a cursed gem for your sticky-fingered friend to take. It was child's play to use the power of that gem to allow me to read your mind.
You remember that night,
don't you? You felt my presence in your mind. It took little time at all for your comrades to discover the gem secret and destroy it, and yet I made quite an impact on you, didn't I? You were barely fit for battle for days afterwards. And this time, I can wield my full power against you. Nobody's going to stop me. Why even bother to resist?
It's only a matter of time.
The only question is how broken you'll be by the end.
Still so self-sacrificing. Well, you're sadly wrong.
You'll be able to serve me effectively even if I have to shatter you. Letting me destroy your mind won't stop me from using you. But despite your many frustrating qualities, I want you. Not an empty shell with your powers. Now, obey me.
Follow my commands.
Perhaps we need to try something you're not so opposed to.
How about revenge? You're not willing to give yourself over to me completely? That's fine. We can work on that later. Just allow me to help you get your revenge on those cruel, backstabbing royals that let you fade into anonymity. They're hopelessly corrupt, you know that. You'd be doing the world a favor by taking them out. Just let me help you.
You really don't seek revenge, do you?
Hopefully, I can help you with that someday. That naivety is just pathetic.
How do I get through to you?
I know just what to do. Accept my hand in marriage. I'm positive you've considered it. No matter what you claim, there's not a single mortal alive who wouldn't be interested in me, let alone someone who's experienced my charms firsthand.
Still, a person can only take so much rejection before they start to take it personally, you know?
Never in my life have I met someone so completely unable to come to terms with their own desires. You're no better than any other mortal. You have hopes, dreams, aspirations, which means you also have fears, secret desires, and envious thoughts. All mortals try to hide this fact from others, but you're the only one to my knowledge that has managed to so effectively hide it from themselves. Tell me, why do you insist on denying yourself any amount of personal comfort or satisfaction? What's the point? Who is this even for? It certainly can't be for yourself, like you claim. Everything you've done has only served to make you miserable. It can't be for your kingdom, surely. Your kingdom used you up and tossed you aside. Neither can it be for your former friends. None of them have stepped up to help you in your time of need, and I wouldn't be shocked if most of them could be convinced to join me. With little effort. I've been pondering why you put up such a fantastic, infuriating fight. And I think I have a theory. You're doing it for the lie. Yes, the lie that there was a point to your journey. Back then, you must have felt so good about yourself. You were doing something important. You were a hero. Everyone loved you and believed in you. Or, at least that's what you believed. Most people would do anything to feel like their actions mattered the way yours did.
but you think that if you give in to me now, you'll invalidate it all. That your contribution to humanity will be entirely undone.
Now that you've lost everything else, you think that's all you have left?
I hate to tell you. Well, I don't really. But it never mattered. I'm not the villain. I'm just another player on the world stage. It doesn't actually matter who wins or who loses. Your royals painted me as some great evil because, of course, they would. They don't want a rival. You may claim you protected your people, but what about my people? Are demons' lives worth so much less than humans? The underworld has always been harsh and unforgiving, and as our population grew, we had no choice but to expand to greener pastures. Reality wasn't so generous as to provide enough resources for everybody, and so we did what we had to. What, I ask you, was so righteous about you stopping us? About slaughtering demons by the thousands just so humans can grow fat and lazy in comfort? It was a lie. It was all a lie. You would have been no less of a savior if you had joined me. The only difference is, I know how to treat someone as valuable as you. Even now, as I try to brainwash you to my side, I've treated you better than your homeland has in years. You have plentiful food. Warm, comfortable living quarters, servants to care for your needs. It doesn't matter which side you help. So, why not help the side that treats you better? I think that's enough for today. You've never really been that responsive to my speeches or promises. I'll find what motivates you someday, but for now, we should eat. Servants, bring in the table and ready our dinner. Yes, it's much more elaborate than yesterday's dinner. Isn't it? I anticipated that you wouldn't have much of an appetite on your first day here and that you'd be especially hungry today after your first, session. Now you insult me. What reason could you possibly have to distrust this meal? I suppose you think I poisoned it? I have you at my mercy. If I wanted you dead, it would have already happened. This is exactly the kind of thing I've been telling you about. You pick the most pointless things to be stubborn about. Well, now that's actually not a bad idea. But I don't feel that I need to lace your food with any mind-altering substances. I think the brainwashing would work better without it, actually. But even if it was, you really don't have much choice, do you? You can eat the food set in front of you, or starve. Look, I'll even take the first bite. That's better. I would have been especially put out if you'd refused to eat this special dinner. You see, I'd actually had a feast like this prepared for us once before, the day you arrived at my palace. Indeed, it was supposed to be for a celebration. It seems I had been a touch overconfident that you'd accept my marriage proposal, so I had the feast prepared in advance. It never sat well with me that we never got to eat it together. It seemed appropriate to have an identical one prepared after you were brought here. I have a question. I hate to ask anything that makes me seem insecure, but I've been dying to know. Did you refuse me? Out of principle only? Do you still? Or am I just not desirable to you? That question always bothered me. I received so many marriage proposals from both demons and mortals that I assumed that I was universally sought after. I find it so strange that you never even seemed to consider agreeing when I offered. So intriguing. I thought you wouldn't answer. Never mind then. It's not important. Just enjoy the meal. I imagine you haven't had an opportunity to eat this well since your victory feast following my defeat. No, there will be no further brainwashing today. I intend to wear you down slowly, rather than break you. You're free to spend the rest of the day as you please, so long as you don't try to leave, nor bring harm to my subjects or my property. That being said, I would enjoy it if you spent it with me. You may consider me an enemy, but I know you far, far better than anyone else. The barrier that separates us might be easily stepped over, if you'd only try. Ah, well, there's plenty of time for that to change. Plenty of time indeed.